It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
You've probably been through this. Your friends split up in a divorce and you got to pick sides, but you picked the wrong one. Well, that's exactly what happened to our listener, Liz. She joined us last week on Monday and had this to say.
So I've got a couple friends from college that were in a relationship. They were married, but recently they got divorced. So I had to pick sides. I had known him a little bit longer, so I remained friends with his group of friends. But I've since realized that I picked the wrong side.
Oh.
Oh, no.
He's so boring. His ex-wife, she was definitely the more fun person of the couple. And I'm just wondering, is it too late to drop him and join the ex-wife crew instead? Is there a way to do that gracefully, or is it just going to always be a complete mess?
And you guys showed up and gave her some great group therapy, like this call from Mahogany.
Divorce is a difficult situation to deal with. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when you have friends in the mix, it's not a good situation to mix in. So what I was saying is that maybe you should just separate from both sides. Because if you hang out with him more than you hang out with her, then, of course, she's going to probably have a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, just talk to them when you can and, you know, just keep it cordial and just keep it moving and don't even involve yourself in it.
So she says neither, but Maddie said both.
Straddle the fence. It's okay to have both of them as friends, but since the wife is more brilliant, bright, and outgoing and happy to be around, you hang out with her more. But then don't forget to call John and say, John, how you doing today? Or can we have coffee next week? You know, every now and every blue moon. You know, but go with the bright, brilliant person. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll keep you bright and brilliant as well. You feel me?
My point of view, if you can't be friends with both of them, then you have a very short attention span.
What do you mean?
Because you don't have to pick between friends. You like one. I mean, well, you're friends with one. He was born as whatever. And then you have the other one who's more exciting that you want to hang out with. I don't see why you can't be friends with both of them. If you can't be friends with both people, then your attention span is just as small as your thumbnail.
All right. Well, Liz has agreed to join us for a group therapy follow-up appointment. Okay, so she did something over the last week, and she's going to update us on that next as group therapy continues with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, this is our first follow-up appointment. I'm really excited. Liz agreed to come back with us and give us an update on what's going on with her. She originally joined us and told us that she picked the wrong friend in the divorce. She picked the boring friend. She wanted to switch back and pick the ex-wife instead. So, hey, Liz, welcome back to the show.
Hey, friends.
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh, my God, guys. You are not going to believe this.
Do tell. I'm dying.
Oh, so I reconnected with her on social media, and we set up a time to go out, meet for dinner, and catch up. And it turns out that she's not the fun one. She's the crazy one.
Really?
Yeah, the whole time, all she did was complain about her ex-husband, and she spent half of dinner showing me screenshots from his Instagram page. Not like his Instagram page, screenshots of his Instagram page.
So she saved them.
So she's saving these stories, yeah.
Exactly, and she kept asking me, you know, what is he up to? Who is he with? Where was he? You know, is he seeing someone? You know, all of these questions about him, that's all she was doing the entire time, was asking me what he was up to. And I was like, oh, you know, she's jealous, you know, okay, whatever. But then she was trying to get me to go out after and go to, like, bar hopping with her and do shots. It was a Thursday night. I had to work the next day.
You're right.
It was not happening. And so it was just really uncomfortable. And... guys, I realize that, you know, he may be boring, but she's crazy.
So you actually did pick the right friend.
You know, but Liz, I will say, at the beginning of the conversation, you said that she was just wanting to get info about him. Well, he is pretty much the only connection that y'all have right now. So I kind of understand if she's still feeling sentimental about her ex-husband, she can look at you as kind of a path to see what's up in his life, so she can't reach out to him. Like, did it get incredibly awkward or uncomfortable, or was it one or two pictures?
It was seriously half, more than half of the dinner. The entire time, all we did was talk about him. She just complained about him, and then she wanted to go over. It wasn't like one or two pictures. She had a whole like folder saved of stuff from his Instagram page. It was a lot.
So it sounds like he's the only thing you really do have in common with her.
I thought we had more, but I guess not. I guess, you know, the point, I guess the divorce is still so new and she's still in a place that that's what I am. I'm a spy, I guess, is what she sees me as.
So will you tell him that you had dinner with her?
No.
Probably just going to leave it.
I'm just going to leave it. I mean, honestly, at this point, I'm just planning on being friends with him on Facebook.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Nothing
you
in
know,
person.
Nope. Sometimes that's the best way to go with it.
See, I said this last week. You made the wrong decision by reaching out to her because she picked him in the divorce and you chose sides and you chose his side and then you wanted to get away from it and it backfired on you. It's like a bad sports analogy. Just because the Falcons aren't good right now, I'm not going to become a Panthers fan, right? Because you picked him. Just because he's boring doesn't mean she's – the grass is not greener on the other side there, Liz.
I love the sports analogy over friends. Okay.
So you're not going to hang out with either one of them, just strictly
neither.
On social media?
Yep.
Neither.
Arms length.
Yeah, arms length. Keep them on Facebook. Like their photos. That's about it.
She just dropped them like fish in hot grease.
I love it. I mean, I think she's right. Well, Liz, thank you so much for the follow-up. We appreciate you checking in with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you ever want to join group therapy, reach out to us. You know, we can change your name. We can make you anonymous and we can put your business on the radio. So reach out to us, star941atlanta.com.